Shikellamy Braves Wrestling is on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Shikellamy Wrestling is sponsored by Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Senior Helpers, Purdy Insurance, Platinum Sealands Grove, Mart's Gap View Hunting Preserve, W&L Subaru, Lackawanna College, Sunbury Motor Company, Glick Incorporated. Now, let's go mat-side with Steve Williams.
Well, good evening, high school wrestling fans, and welcome one last time to the Lockup Gymnasium in 2023. The Shikellamy Braves, with a record of 13-2, ranked 25th in the state, will take on the Shamokin Indians. Shamokin in with a 1-12 record. We're just about ready to get underway, but before we do that, let's take this short timeout. We'll be right back. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK.com.
You can sell your car to just about anyone, but when you sell your car to Platinum Central Pennsylvania, you always get top dollar. Platinum Central Pennsylvania has partnered with Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer, and they now have 6 Kelley Blue Book authorized buy centers in the mid-state region. So whether you live in the Carlisle, Mechanicsburg, Harrisburg, Lancaster, Sealands Grove, and now Hershey areas, you'll find that Platinum Central Pennsylvania has a place for you. Visit online at creditpa.com. At Platinum Central Pennsylvania, they're proud to say, we get you done.
Sportsmen, join us at Martz's Gap View Hunting Preserve. Located 15 miles south of Sunbury, Martz's has 1,200 acres of upland game bird hunting habitat and has been an excellent place to enjoy an outdoor family experience since 1957. Martz's also offers continental shoots, sporting clays, wobble trap, and lodging. We thank our veterans for their sacrifices for the greatest country on the planet with special events. Visit us online at martzs.com.
Mark and Troy here. It's been a great year at Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and we're kicking off the new year with Owner Appreciation Month.
And owners of Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram vehicles get extra rebates.
We have crazy deals on Jeeps. Save up to $4,000 on new 23 Jeep Grand Cherokee L's in stock.
We are also taking up to $2,000 off Jeep Compass Latitudes in stock, which means you can buy a nicely equipped and not stripped one for $30,800. So come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
It's 2023, and while a lot has changed, one thing you can count on is the service at Purdy Insurance. Hi, this is Season. At Purdy Insurance, we provide you the highest level of service and coverage to protect you, your family, and your business. Make it your New Year's resolution to call us for a quote today at 570-286-5855. Go to our website at purdyinsurance.com or stop at our office at 136 Market Street in Sunbury to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
And we are back at the Lockup Gymnasium. The Braves and the Shamokin Indians. We are going to start tonight at 133 pounds. We'll take a real quick look at how I think things are going to go. At 133, Isaac McGregor, junior for the Braves, will take on Jay Skink, a freshman for Shamokin. At 139, Christian Kistner, a sophomore for the Braves, will take on Seton Aiden Nikoluk. At 145, C.J. Keener, a junior for the Braves, will take on Chase Pencil, a sophomore for Shamokin. 152, Cole Wetzel, the Braves sophomore, will take on Ryan Hens, the freshman. At 160, Connor Wetzel will receive a forfeit. At 172, Matt Schaefer, the Braves senior, will wrestle Caden Parker, a sophomore. 189, Brody Raybuck, a freshman, will wrestle senior Ryder Zolkowski for Shamokin. 215 pounds, Mason Raybuck, a senior for the Braves, will wrestle senior Camden Smith. At 285, Preston Sponarelli, a junior for Shikellamy, will wrestle Alan Gallifin, a sophomore. And to end the match, Max Holman at 107, Alex Reed at 114, Eben Kistner at 121. And 127, Daniel Hernandez will all receive forfeits. Referee for this evening, Mark Cesari, son of Joe Cesari, who was here during the last match to wrestle, referee the junior high. Mark is a multi-time state champion for the North Schuylkill Spartans. He referees college wrestling quite a bit. One of the best referees in the state of Pennsylvania. So we will start at 133. And Isaac McGregor, junior for the Braves, 26-2, ranks 12th in the state. He will wrestle 3-11 freshman Jay Skink, and McGregor gets busy early. Knee pull puts Skink to the mat. Picks up a two-point near fall. Now stacks him over on his shoulders and pins him in 17 seconds. So that puts the Braves up by the score of 6-0. We're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on WKOK.com.
SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC, it stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
And we are back, 139 pounds. Christian Kistner, a sophomore for the Braves at 3-3. Aiden Mikulak, a senior at 2-6. Mikulak comes out, tries to headlock Kistner. Kistner drops him to the mat, gets the takedown, and the referee stopping the match for a potentially dangerous hold. So they'll restart back in the middle. Kistner with the 2-0 lead. Mikulak stands. Kistner tackles him back down. Mikulak to his knees. Kistner from the right side, near arm, trying to use that for some near fall points. Now goes to work with a half Nelson on the right side. Mikulak stands. Kistner breaks him down again. Kistner works up, bars in the right arm. Mikulak stands. Kistner going to let him go. Wrestling on their feet. Now come back into the center. 4-1 lead for Kistner. Two-point takedown. Two near fall points. Mikulak coming at Kistner. Takes a wild shot from outside. Kistner, oh, ducks under the ducks under the arms of a grabbing Mikulak. Oh, Mikulak, great hips, gets out of that. Mikulak reaching. Aiden Mikulak continues to come forward. Now ties up on the head of Kistner. That is the end of the first period of wrestling. A 4-1 lead for Shikellamy's Christian Kistner. Second period wrestling. Kistner's choice. He defers. Mikulak looks to his corner. They tell him to start in his feet. Good choice. He's been coming forward, trying to headlock Kistner, who stays low. Kistner headlocks Mikulak, puts him to the mat, puts him on his back, and pins him. 2 minutes and 17 seconds, the time of the fall for Kistner. 12-0 in favor of the Braves. We're back right after this. You're listening to Shikellamy Wrestling on WKOK.com.
Community is what WNL is all about. For more than 50 years, we've relied on great people and great local businesses to support us. Glicks is one of those true community partners. For decades, WNL has chosen Glicks because we trust them. They do the job right, and they do it well. Whether it's new doors or service, you should trust Glicks too. I'm Andy Long of WNL Subaru, Nissan, and Mazda, and our family is proud to recommend Glicks.
And we are back. 145-pound C.J. Keener, a junior for the Braves. Chase Pencil, a sophomore for Shamokin. Keener, a junior, 20-10, ranked fourth regionally. Pencil, a sophomore, 14-4. He's a regional honorable mention. And Keener wrestling up a weight, I'm guessing, to get this competition. And Pencil comes out, takes Keener down. The Pencil with a 2-0 lead. Grapevines the left leg as he breaks Keener to the mat. Keener fights back to his base. Stands. Pencil trying to take him off the mat. Keener stays on his feet. And they go off the edge of the mat. C.J. Keener was not going to be lift and planted. Back in the center. Keener switches arms, looks for a switch. And he will get the escape. 2-1 lead in favor of Pencil. Keener initiated the action. Pencil was able to counter and get the takedown. Now Pencil shoots in on the legs of Keener. Pencil down heavy on the head of CJ. Keener up under the arms. Leg sweep attempt. Oh, nice ankle pick by Pencil, but off the edge of the mat. Back in the center. Wrestlers tie up, break apart. Oh, Keener, or Pencil with a nice knee pull. Gets nothing out of it as they come back to their feet in the over and under hook. Pencil tries the lateral drop. Keener. Keener drops his hips. They come back to their feet. Pencil trying to set up an inside trip. He's got that trip working pretty well. That is the end of the first period. 2-1 lead for Chase Pencil of Shamokin over Shikellamy's C.J. Keener. Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Keener on the bottom. Up on all fours. Pencil from the right side. Steps over to sink a leg in. Keener catches the leg, comes back to his knees. Up on all fours. Stands. Pencil trips him back down. Keener back to his knees. Pencil grapevines the left leg, flattens Keener out, loses the grapevine. Keener back to his knees. Pencil on the right side, working with a collar tie. A Pencil sinks a leg in on the left side on Keener. Keener trying to pull him over the top. Minute to go in the second period. Keener traps the arm of Pencil and gets a stalemate out of the situation. 2-1, Chase Pencil with a lead. Kid just a sophomore, looks good. Puts a leg in on the left side. Keener clears that out. Pencil puts it back in. Flattens Keener out. Keener back to his knees. Pencil moves to the right side. Keener sits back into him. Pencil flattens him out again. Pencil from the left side with a crossface. Again breaks Keener down. That is the end of the second period. Chase Pencil continues to lead. Shikellamy C.J. Keener 2-1. Third period wrestling. Referee's down position. Keener on top. He goes to work with a leg. Grapevines the left leg of Pencil. Now puts in the double grapevine. On the wrist, weight forward. Grapevines the right leg, cross facing. Keener with a cross face, trying to pull Pencil over. He's got him on his side. trying to work him over, sliding him over. Oh, 1 second count. Now he's got him over. Going to collect some near fall points. Referee holding two. Keener grapevining the right leg and cross-facing pencil to his back. Yeah, referee counting again. And now we'll post three, I believe. No, he's still holding two. Oh, no, he's showing three. Okay. From this angle, it's hard to tell. Keener's got pencil tight. Pencil rolls to his stomach. Keener brings him back over. Really crank him with those legs. That's the key to the whole thing. He's got the legs sunk in deep. Cross face. He's got a horse collar under the neck of Pencil. Pencil more worried about getting that horse collar off. Keener's got him tight with that collar. 15 seconds to go. Still has him on his back. And that is the end of the match. 3-point near fall. And Keener, a come from behind 4-2 win, puts the Braves up 15-0 as we head into 152. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on WKOK.com.
Experience the WNL difference, off-road 11 in Northumberland, and online at WNLSubaru.com.
WNL Subaru has over 85 certified pre-owned Subarus on the lot. This month, take $1,000 off any certified pre-owned Subaru and enjoy financing as low as 4.99% for 63 months.
New year, new adventures, and new inspiration at WNL Subaru.
Financing for well-qualified applicants only and cannot be redeemed for cash value. Valid on model years 2019 to 2022. Offer ends 1/31/23. See WNL Subaru for complete details.
Back at 152, Cole Wetzel for the Braves, sophomore, 17-3, ranked 7th regionally against Ryan Hens, a freshman at 2-12. And one thing about these Shamokin wrestlers is they are not afraid to come forward. Hens comes into Wetzel, tries a knee pull, but a nice counter by Wetzel, who shoots in on a double, picks him up, puts him to his back, or excuse me, puts him on the mat, and now with a half Nelson trying to put him to his back. Hens fighting him off. Wetzel has the half sunk in. Hens pulls it off. 2-0 lead for Cole Wetzel. Cross faces from the left side. Wants to bundle him into a far side cradle. Hens stays big. Wetzel walks the head to the knee. Locks the cradle in. Has it locked in, has to slowly walk Hens to his back. And Hens again gets big and breaks the grip. Still trying to work in that far side cradle. Now goes to a near side cradle. Head in the rib cage. Puts Hens over on his back. Hens bridges. And he pins him. 1:39 of the first period. Wetzel with the fall, 21-0 Braves lead. We're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on WKOK.com.
Are you built for business? We are at Lackawanna College in Sunbury, and we can help you build a foundation for a successful career in business. Lackawanna College offers both associate and bachelor's degree programs, so you can go as far as you want to go. Take the first step. Explore our business programs at lackawanna.edu and see what we mean when we say we're built for business. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College. Visit lackawanna.edu today.
And we are back. While you were away, Connor Wetzel receiving a forfeit, so the Braves lead 27-0. We are at 172. Matt Schaefer for the Braves, Caden Parker for the Indians. Parker is a sophomore at 1-8. Schaefer, a senior, 8-15. He is ranked 8th regionally, and Schaefer opens up with a takedown, leads 2-0 as they go back into the center for the restart. Arm roll attempt by Parker. Schaefer feels it all the way. Half Nelson on the left side. Walks it up and puts Parker on his back, and he pins him. 25 seconds of the first period. 33-0. Braves lead 189 after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Senior Helpers of Sunbury offers a comprehensive suite of programs and services that support aging in place. Our primary goal is to help provide a high quality of life for our clients and their families by delivering customized, dependable, and affordable care. If you or a loved one is interested in learning more about what Senior Helpers can do for you, visit us online, on Facebook, or in person at 39 North 4th Street in Sunbury.
And we are back, 189 pounds, Brody Raybuck for the Braves. Ryder Zolkowski for the Indians. Zolkowski, a senior at 14-4. Raybuck, a freshman at 18-9, ranked fifth regionally. And Zolkowski with a nice blast double for the two. Takes Raybuck down and leads. Big Night of Sports on WKOK tonight. After we are done, the Braves basketball team travels to the jungle in Milton to take on the Black Panthers. Kevin and the Chief will have the call from the jungle. Braves will be back in action Thursday night when they travel south to take on the Lion Mountain Eagles in a really neat event down there. They're going to start about 5:15. They've got a full slate of elementary wrestlers that will start off, then they will go to the junior high before the high schools get at it at around 7 o'clock. So you want to get down there a little bit early to see the Braves you're going to be seeing here in another 5, 6, 7 years wrestle. Again, they start at around 5:15, so it should be a fun event. We'll be there for the match between the Eagles and the Shikellamy Braves. Zolkowski continues to control Raybuck. 2-on-1, steps out to the right side. Trying to run an arm over, and that is the end of the first period. 2-0. The lead for Ryder Zolkowski over Shikellamy's Brody Raybuck. And also, if you have not heard, the District 4-9 dual meet tournament this Saturday at Jersey Shore. I don't know if we can call it the District 4-9 dual meet tournament because District 9 not sending anybody to the dance, so we're just going to call it the District 4 tournament. Second period wrestling. Raybuck stands and escapes, so it's 2-1. It'll be just the District 4 tournament. The Braves will first take on the Jersey Shore Bulldogs. Raybuck taking a wild shot in on the long legs of Zolkowski, who snaps him to his knees. Now they come back, and on the reshot, Raybuck in deep, dumps Zolkowski to the mat. Boy, Zolkowski has some great hips as they go off the edge of the mat. So at any rate, at I think it was 1 o'clock, the Braves take on the Jersey Shore Bulldogs, a team that they beat a couple weeks back in the I think it was the Hack Duels. Zolkowski in on the legs of Raybuck. Trips him to the mat. 2-point takedown at the edge of the mats for Zolkowski. He leads 4-1. Also at the same time on a second mat, and that's the number one and the number four seed. The Braves are the number one seed. Jersey Shore the number four seed. On the second mat, it'll be the number two and three seeds. The Selms Grove Seals, the number two seed against the Williamsport Millionaires, the number three seed. Seals beating the Millionaires last week. And assuming things go the way the seeds are set up, at around 3 o'clock, we will be on the air with Selms Grove and Shikellamy Part D. Seals and the Braves, another chance to take a shot at each other. Of course, the Braves beating the Seals down in Selms Grove a couple weeks back in an exciting match. This one will certainly be every bit as exciting. Raybuck stands, turns in on a reshot, in deep on the legs of Zolkowski, cuts the angle and a two-point reversal, and we're tied at 4. 10 seconds to go. That's how you win matches, scoring in the last 10 to 15 seconds of a match. 4-4 after two periods of wrestling, a match that looked like Ryder Zolkowski of Shamokin was dominating. And the Shamokin coaches want to talk to the referee. I don't know what they're asking. That was clearly a reversal, beautiful reversal. Zolkowski relaxed. Talking to his coaches, he says he wants to take down. I don't know what they're asking. Coach Tim Bosch goes over, big smile. So, third period of wrestling. All right, it's 3-4, I'm sorry. Escape and a reversal. So, 3-4. Zolkowski starts on the bottom, stands now 3-5. Raybuck ties up in the head of Zolkowski. To break apart. Wrestling right at Matt's edge. Raybuck a shot. Zolkowski clears his legs. Now they come back into the center. Right now it looks like two wrestlers going in different directions. Zolkowski with the lead. Raybuck drags him down. Zolkowski steps across, but Raybuck going to get the takedown. We're tied at 5. Zolkowski turns in, takes the leg of Raybuck. Raybuck under the arm, stands. 1 point escape for Zolkowski. 6-5. Raybuck snaps him down, circles to the rear, but off the edge of the mat. I was just going to say, these are two wrestlers going in different directions. Zolkowski looked like he was happy with his lead. Raybuck wants a win. They tie up. On their feet. 40 seconds. Zolkowski with a 1 point lead. Break apart. Wrestling at Matt's edge. Hand fighting. Raybuck has one more shot here. Zolkowski snaps him down and they go off the edge of the mat. Zolkowski slow to come back in. Raybuck ready to go. Raybuck in looking. Zolkowski ties him up. Raybuck in deep on the leg. In deep on the right leg. Switches to a double. Zolkowski sprawls. Circles. Raybuck still has the leg. Zolkowski trying to step behind. Raybuck hangs on to the leg. And 2 point takedown for Zolkowski. That is the end of the match. So Ryder Zolkowski with an 8-5 win. Boy, what a match. 33-3 in favor of the Braves. We're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on WKOK.com.
It's 2023, and while a lot has changed, one thing you can count on is the service at Purdy Insurance. Hi, this is Season. At Purdy Insurance, we provide you the highest level of service and coverage to protect you, your family, and your business. Make it your New Year's resolution to call us for a quote today at 570-286-5855. Go to our website at purdyinsurance.com or stop at our office at 136 Market Street in Sunbury to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
And we're back, 215 pounds. Mason Raybuck for the Braves. Camden Smith for the Indians. Both are seniors. Raybuck with a 21-8 record and ranked 16th in the state. Smith with a 5-11 record. And it's Smith and looks for a leg on Raybuck. Raybuck sprawls, circles to the rear. 2 point takedown as he picks an ankle, breaks him flat. Takes him off the edge of the mat. 2-0 lead for Big Mason Raybuck. Man, this kid really has come on this senior season. We saw him really gaining some momentum in the middle of the year last year and has been nothing but tough this year. One-on-one of the right arm as he breaks Smith to the mat. Forearm in the back of the head, smashes his face into the mat. Now works out to the right side, cross-facing. He wants that far side cradle. He'll get it as he comes back to the rear, one-on-one on the right arm. Half Nelson left, Smith stands. Raybuck runs him off the mat with a buck two to go. Back in the center. Raybuck flattens Smith out. Riding the wrist on the right side, now cross face. Trying to lock up the far side cradle. Gets it locked in. Steps to the side. Steps back to the rear and rolls him to his back. He's not going to get up from this one. Tips him towards his shoulders. Referee down looking and he pins him. 1 minute and 32 seconds of the first period. Mason Raybuck with a fall. 39-3. Braves on top. And we are back with the final contested bout of the evening at 2:30 or 2:85 right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on WKOK.com.
You can sell your car to just about anyone, but when you sell your car to Platinum Central Pennsylvania, you always get top dollar. Platinum Central Pennsylvania has partnered with Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer, and they now have 6 Kelley Blue Book authorized buy centers in the mid-state region. So whether you live in the Carlisle, Mechanicsburg, Harrisburg, Lancaster, Selinsgrove, and now Hershey areas, you'll find that Platinum Central Pennsylvania has a place for you. Visit online at creditpa.com. At Platinum Central Pennsylvania, they're proud to say, we get you done.
And welcome back just in time. Preston Sponarelli, the junior for the Shikellamy Braves, and Alan Gallifin, a sophomore for Shamokin. Sponarelli comes out, puts Gallifin to the mat, pins him in 14 seconds. So that makes it 45-3. All right, so Matt Holman, a forfeit. Alex Reed, a forfeit. Eben Kistner, a forfeit. And Daniel Hernandez, a forfeit. And by my calculations, that makes the final score 69-3 in favor of the Braves. So the Braves with a 69-3 win over the Shamokin Indians to wrap up the dual meet season here at the Lockup Fieldhouse. And they still have a couple more dual meets to go. But the Braves with a 69-3 win over Shamokin. And we'll be back with a wrap-up. Don't know if we can talk to the coach or not, but we'll do that right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on WKOK.com.
Sportsmen, join us at Martz's Gapview Hunting Preserve. Located 15 miles south of Sunbury, Martz's has 1,200 acres of upland game bird hunting habitat and has been an excellent place to enjoy an outdoor family experience since 1957. Martz's also offers continental shoots, sporting clays, wobble trap, and lodging. We thank our veterans for their sacrifices for the greatest country on the planet with special events. Visit us online at martzs.com.
Mark and Troy here. It's been a great year at Zimmerman.
Play commercial. Go ahead. Where the Shikellamy Braves have wrapped up a 69-3 win over the Shamokin Indians. Actual time of the match, 26 minutes, 49.7 seconds. That's about what they have been for the last couple of years. Did not get a chance to mention the junior high won 63-18. So the Braves with a overwhelming victory over the Shamokin Indians. Don't know if Coach Bush is going to come over and talk to us or not. They're already getting the gym cleaned up here. So we'll just go back over with what we just saw. 133 pounds, Isaac McGregor, just 17 seconds to pin Jay Skink of Shamokin 139 pounds, Christian Kistner. Goes into the second period with Aiden Mikulak. Pins him. C.J. Kaner, the match of the evening, trailing 2-1 going into the final period. Puts Chase Pencil on his back for almost the entire third period. Comes up with a 4-2 win. Cole Wetzel, first period fall for the Braves over Ryan Hens. His brother Connor got a forfeit. Matt Schaefer, a quick first period fall over Caden Parker for the Braves. And big match number two, 189, Brody Raybuck and Ryder Zolkowski. Zolkowski took control early. Raybuck came back, but it was the hips and the legs of Ryder Zolkowski got him the final takedown for an 8-5 win. Shamokin scores their only points of the evening at 189. 215 pounds. Big brother Mason gets a measure of revenge on little brother with a first period fall over Camden Smith, and then Preston Spadarelli with a 14-second stick over Alan Galifin of Shamokin. And that is the quickest fall by 3 seconds, beating McGregor tonight. Spadarelli with 14 seconds. Max Hallman, Alex Reed, Evan Kistner, and Daniel Hernandez all getting forfeits. And the Braves come away with a 69-3 win. As again, I said, the junior high winning 63-18. If you're wondering if that is the largest margin of victory over the Shamokin Indians, it is not. Shikellamy beat them 1 year, 69-1. That's been a number of years, but that did happen. 69-1, the largest margin of victory over the Shamokin Indians. You know what? Hoping that Shamokin kind of gets things back on track and gets some kids in the room. They're able to bring some wrestlers to the party here. And better teams only make your teams better. Nobody really got a whole lot out of this match tonight. 69-3, the Braves win. Now, to bring you up to date again, Thursday night, Shikellamy will be wrestling the Line Mountain Eagles. Get their early 5:15 start for elementary wrestling. Junior high to follow, and then the high school. Should be a great evening of wrestling with one of our old longtime rivals, coached by a former Shikellamy wrestler, Josh Phillips. So that should be a lot of fun down at Line Mountain on Thursday. And then Saturday at 1, the Braves will wrestle Jersey Shore in the semifinal round of the District 4 team tournament. And then most likely we'll wrestle Selins Grove at 3 for the finals. Now, the winner of that tournament will wrestle in the state dual meet tournament, which starts next Thursday at the Giant Center in Hershey. The District 4 champion will wrestle the District 7 runner-up. But we'll keep you up to date as to what's going on with the team tournament and everything as time goes on. So big week of wrestling for the Braves. They are obviously ready to rock and roll. Be interesting to see if they do get a chance to take on the Selins Grove Seals again in Schick Braves Selins Grove Seals Part 2. Should be a good match. So from the lockup gymnasium, where again the final score, Shikellamy 69, Shamokin 3. Join us again on Thursday when the Braves travel to Line Mountain to take on the Eagles. For Lily Deaton, pushing all the right buttons high atop our Blue Hill studios, this is Steve Williams inviting you back when the Braves throw it down on the res late. Shikellamy Brave High School Wrestling is a WK Sports presentation. You're going to get stay tuned here because the Braves will be taking on the Milton Black Panthers in basketball from the jungle in Milton. But from the lockup gym, that's all for us for now. Good night.
When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
Thanks for listening to Shikellamy Wrestling on WKOK. Now, back to Fox Sports Radio.